The daf this week is daf tes amid aleph, daf tes. So the Gemara in Tanis daf tes amid aleph records the Rav Yochanan found the young son of Reish Lakish, his nephew, who was sitting and studying, and he was reciting the pasuk in Mishlei, Evelis Adam Tesalif Darko Vel Hashem Yizaf Libo, that the verse means that a person does averus, a person does the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person a patch that for doing the wrong thing, he punishes him, and the guy complains to Hashem that things aren't fair. This is how human nature works, right? We do the wrong thing, and we complain to Hashem when we get punished for doing the wrong thing. So Rav Yochanan sat down, and he was wondering out loud about the pasuk, and he said, "Mi'ika mide diksive biksuve til ramize va'araisa." Is there anything that's written in Ksuvim, any place else in Nach, that's not hinted to in the Torah? He's making the following assumption, that every aspect in Navi and Ksuvim, every aspect can be found somewhere in the Torah itself, in Chamisha Chumshe Torah. He says, I can't think of such a place. So his nephew said to him, you're going to tell me it's not in the Torah. It says, by the brothers, when they opened up their sacks, they realized that they had all their money and all their stuff back. They thought, this guy's going to kill us. We're going to get punished. What did they do to us? Right? What did Hashem do to us that we ended up? We're just trying to do the right thing. We're trying to get food. They forgot that they were down there because Yosef was sold. They sold their brother. They don't realize that Hashem is sending all these terrible things because of what they did. They didn't get the point. So the nephew said to his uncle, to Rav Yochanan, we see from here, this is clearly open in the Torah. What do you mean you can't find a place? Clearly it says in the Torah, there's a midah that when we do the wrong thing, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a patch, and we don't realize that we complain to Hashem for saying that it's his fault. So Rashi writes here in our Gemara, Shehachumish hu yisod neviyim uksuvim, ubekulan yishmach limtzom na Torah. That Torah is the foundation of Nach, and anything in Nach you can find in the Torah. The Netziv has a hakdamah to his parish on the Shiltos. The Shiltos are of high gaon, major work on the mitzvos. The Netziv thought he was going to resurrect the Shiltos around a peyush amakshel on it, and people are going to start learning the Shiltos again. So it was a nice idea, but at the end of the day, nobody still learns the Shiltos, and we just learned that makshel of the Netziv on the Shiltos. So in his hakdamah is amazing. If the hakdamah to the Shiltos has very little to do with the Shiltos, it's a hakdama to Torah Sheba'al Peh, and how Torah works, and the whole mechanism of Torah, and the spiritual aspects of Torah. So the Netziv says, based on the Gemara Nedarim, that there are two reasons for Navi. There are two reasons for Nach. We have the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. What's the purpose of Nach? So he says, the first thing is to get B'nai Yisrael to do tshuva. That Hashem, the Navi, should send the Navi to go and tell them to do tshuva and do the right thing. The other purpose of Nach, says the Netziv, is that we should learn proper midos, musari ha-Torah, the proper way a person should act. So one is to get musar, the one is to get tochacha, to fix our bad ways, and the other is to learn the proper derech to act. And says the Gemara, if we wouldn't have sinned, if B'nai Yisrael would have done the right thing all the time, there'd be no reason for Nach, because every message that we would need would be in the Torah. All of the musari ha-Torah, all of the proper midos would be found within the psukim and the messages and the stories of the Torah. But because we did the wrong thing, they had to send the Navi, and because we weren't getting it from the Torah, we have to open up the Navi and the Ksuvim as well to learn these things. So this is the first aspect that the Netziv says, is that really, technically, we shouldn't need Nach, but because of our low level, we needed extra push to learn the right thing to do. There's a major discussion about the Gemara Yerushalmi in Megillah, and also the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, where they say that when Mashiach comes, we're not going to have any of the books of Nach, we're just going to have Torah and Megillas Esther. So the Alshech and many, many Achronim as well discuss, what does that mean? How can we get rid of Navi? So the answer comes back to this Yisod as well. Every aspect that's in the Navi is found in the Torah. When the Mashiach comes, and we don't need Musar anymore, and we'll see the proper way to learn the Torah, and we'll see all the Musar in the Torah, I won't need Nevim and Ksuvim. Because the Torah, as we see from our Gemara, has all of those messages inside of it ready to go. And therefore, Ba'asad Lavo, again, there'll be something special about Megillas Esther. Hutner has a piece in the Bach. Let's look about this, why Megillas Esther gets to get saved. But regardless, we see that all the other types of Nevi'im and Ksuvim will be removed because the Torah will be the source of everything. The Gemara in Yuma says like this as well. The Gemara in Yuma Lamech Chesam Abay says, Amar le Ravina lahom rabban. So Ravina said to one of the other rabbis, to have a Mesader Agarata, who taught Agarata, Kame Manuhu Milsa to Amar Rabbanan. So he says, explain to me this which the rabbis say, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Why do we say Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that a person's, the Tzadik will have his memory be remembered? So Amar le, Taksiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He says, what do you mean? It says, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Ksuvim is, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, that the Tzadik's memory will be remembered. What do you mean? What's the source of this? So he said to him, no, Midoraisa Minalan. Where do I know the idea that the Tzadik's memory will be remembered? From the Torah. Don't tell me about Ksuvim. Tell me from the Torah. So he said, we find it by Avram Avinu. V'Hashem Amar HaMechasani Me'Avram. Am I not going to tell Avram Avinu what I'm going to do to stone? I have to tell him. And then, for no reason at all, nobody asked this, Hashem gives a little bit of a pitch about how great Avram is. And he says, Ani Yosef, Iksiv, V'Avram Hayu Yeh L'Goy God of Atzim. Avram is a big tzaddik. The whole nation is going to come from him. So the Gemara says from here, it was totally unnecessary. The whole point in the conversation is that Hashem needs to tell Avram what's going to happen with stone. And then, oh, by the way, everybody should know, Avram's really great. He's a really good guy. That's totally irrelevant to the point. So says the Gemara, no, this teaches us Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Whenever you mention the Tzadik, you should also mention good and positive things about him as well. Writes the Tosus Yishanim on that Gemara, Deleke Mide Delo Ramza Moshe Ba'oraisa. Why did he care so much? Because nothing has in the Torah that is not already mentioned by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi says as well, Ve'elu she'en lehem chelik olam haba. Who doesn't have a chelik in olam haba? Ha'omer ein tchias ha'mesim min ha'Torah. The person who says that tchias ha'mesim is not min ha'Torah. So Rashi says on this, Va'filu yehe mo de'umamin she'yichyu ha'mesim. Even if a person admits and believes that there is a concept of the resurrection of the dead, and there is an idea of Tchias HaMesim, El Dolo Ramiza Ba'oraisa, but he says that there's no reference to Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, Koferhu, he is a denier, Ho'il Va'okir Sheish Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, because he has said there's not Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Meaning, Rashi explains the Gemara's issue is not that you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, that's bad enough on its own. It's that you don't think that something that is so important as Tchias HaMesim, which is discussed in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, is already in the Torah, that makes a person a kofer because he doesn't think that every aspect of the world is already hinted to in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Ramban makes this very clear in his Hakdama to the Torah, that everything is found in the Torah. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says as well, based on this Ramban, that every single hint of every single Chachma, every single aspect that a person would ever want to know is hinted to and found somewhere in the Torah as well. There's a famous story with the Ramban and his Talmud Avner having to do with Parshas Hazinu. Perhaps we'll save that for now. I think we discussed that. We'll save that for another time. I just want to raise two questions on this yisod. I don't have an answer. I'm open for suggestions, but I'll raise two kashas in this yisod that I have. Rashi in Gemara Yuma Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis says about a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that was only openly referenced by Yechezkel HaNavi. The Gemara is talking about a certain halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that's not obviously mentioned in the Torah, being that it's a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. But Yechezkel HaNavi talks about this halacha. So Rashi says, "Umishum delo ramza Moshe ba'oraisa," because Moshe didn't hint to it in the Torah. V'hilchasa havu gemir lei. It is a halacha that is learned down from a tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asi Yechezkel v'asmicha akra. So Yechezkel had to come and teach us a pasuk. It seems to go against every other Rashi we saw. The yisod we saw is that every single thing should be hinted to in the Torah. There's no such thing as a navi telling us something that's not hinted to in the Torah. Tzarachin on that. And also, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Beis Amud Beis says that Zimri engaged in intercourse 60 times in the events with Kazbi, when he sinned with Kazbi. On this, Rashi says, Ve'ein ledavar remez b'mikra. There is no hint anywhere in Chumash, any letter, any os hinting to the fact that Zimri engaged in such behavior. Also against Rashi himself. He says there's no remez this in the Torah. I'm not sure. So I have a tzarach on these two places. I'm open to suggestions. But again, the yesod being that every aspect that we have in Navi, Ksuvim, in Machshava, in Midos, in Musari HaTorah, is found somewhere in the Torah.